Did you kind of see this coming a little bit, that some maneuvering would have to probably kind of go around from switching from fall to spring, kind of see it coming a little bit?
You know, a little bit. You know, they had put out a they had met and put out a statement on June 19th, so about a month ago, saying we were going to try and proceed, you know, pretty much as normal. But then in the last week or so, just with some of our region directors and people that I kind of know at the national office, I kind of got maybe, I don't know if caught wind is the right word or not, but thought there might be some discussions on trying to make another another change with, you know, kind of the direction some of the stuff is going. And then, you know, they kind of put out a preliminary statement to some coaches and ADs Friday, and we knew the formal vote was going to be yesterday, and so I guess I kind of felt like maybe it was just a matter of time. And then Monday, they, you know, they sent out an email yesterday, and then we had a Zoom seminar with the national office about 4:30 and kind of let us know all the changes. So yeah, so just kind of got to roll with it, I guess.
So was it a unanimous vote by all, or were there a few against or the other way?
You know, I know as far as our region, so each region gets a vote. I think there's 24 regions across the country. You know, I know our region was going to vote in favor of it. I heard there was a vast majority. I'm not sure the exact number, but I did hear a vast majority of regions and presidents were in favor of the move. So, you know, kind of just followed suit there.
Really changed things up as far as, I guess, everybody's got a season, but your games, especially for volleyball, basketball, it's got to cut back on those games quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of, it hurts, you know, because I think basketball is going to end up losing 8 games and then in the regular season, and then whatever they can do in the postseason, you know, hopefully. Volleyball, they're going to 21 dates as opposed to 28 dates, I believe. Now, a date in volleyball is a little different than basketball, seeing that basketball just plays one game a day. But if volleyball goes and plays, you know, in a tournament and play 2 games a day, that's counted in the date, not the game. So they could still play, you know, around 30 games if they went to a couple tournaments probably. But that's still going to be, you know, 6-7 lower than they typically do. You know, baseball, softball, golf weren't affected as much in terms of game reduction. And I don't, this is just pure speculation on my part. You know, I think since they had basically half to two-thirds of their season, or golf, their whole spring season, eliminated last year, I don't think they wanted to ding those sports again. So I guess, you know, even if I wasn't a baseball coach, I guess I'd be pleased to see that. But yeah, definitely will make a difference when it comes to basketball and volleyball a little bit. And then not only that, you know, they're going to have to try and squeeze, you know, for volleyball they always squeeze, you know, into a couple months, but you know, basketball is so spread out from, you know, November to March, that they're going to have to squeeze down quite a bit to get their season in. So it'll be some adjustments for sure, but I'm pretty confident in our coaching staff and school to hopefully be able to handle them the best we can. And a little bit, like I said, I guess, you know, my opinion is I think they're shooting to try and make sure we could get a season in, you know, take the best possible scenario, hopefully, in what they saw, and not have to shut down again in the middle of the season or what have you, and kind of go from there. So,
and I saw your comment on Brent's release as there's a positive, is these teams, volleyball, basketball, a little bit more practice time together. You know, you don't get a lot of time, it seems like, before the season actually starts. You're going to have a little bit more time to get ready now for your regular season.
Yeah, you know, the fall will be a little bit nicer that way, because they will have some more time, you know. Because, well, you're exactly right. I don't know the dates for sure, but I think both of them can start like January 11th for practice, and I think one of them can start games on the 22nd, one of them can start games on the 28th. So, I mean, you're talking a week and you know, week, 2 weeks, and you're getting right into it. So, you know, like I did say a little bit, you know, one of the things as a baseball coach, it is kind of nice to have a fall to work with you guys, develop them, and things like that. So hopefully we can take advantage of that here But yeah, they're going to need to get some work done in the fall. Thankfully, we can have some scrimmages in the fall as well. You know, as you know, we've been fairly lucky area-wide to stay away from a super huge hot spot. So hopefully we'll be able to do a couple scrimmages in the fall. You know, that the NJCAA left those decisions up to each institution. So I'm sure there's some schools across the country that won't scrimmage in the fall because they are in a little more of a hot spot. But, you know, as of now, we're planning on being able to do that too, which will be nice.
Well, that's good for baseball, softball, because usually that fall season is just to get ready for the spring season. So you can still possibly, if it works out, maybe a Colby Community College or something like that to get together for a doubleheader in the fall. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. So we got cut down a little bit on scrimmages, but, you know, Colby, Western Nebraska, you know, possibly NJC or maybe a Hastings or Doan, you know, some schools right in the area where we don't have to really branch out, we'll be able to get to. And then they actually did add in some scrimmages for basketball and volleyball as well. So basketball and volleyball can actually scrimmage in the fall. I think each of them get, I think volleyball gets 5 scrimmages. And basketball might get 5 as well. I'd have to double check on the release, but I do know there are some scrimmages built into their practice schedule as well too. So that will be nice. You know, and actually across the country, I think actually even though football, you know, we obviously don't have football, but I think even with football, they're moving to the spring. But I think there's going to be allowed 3 scrimmages if their school feels like they can do that. So there will be some activity going on in the fall, which will be good, but. You know, just the championship seasons with region championships and national championships will all be in the spring.
And finally, the international kids. What's it? I've heard yes and no, but do you feel like the latest I've heard is the international kids will be able to come back to states and go to their respective colleges?
Yeah, they will. You know, a lot of it again is going to depend on you know their country's situation. You know, I know. We've got a few Australians at our school. I think they're in a lockdown right now. Brazil is another one that I think is, you know, maybe questionable. So they will be able to come. You know, again, I try and want to stay positive about this. Hopefully, even with the move to spring. So, for example, you know, I think Coach Coves has 2 Brazilians. If they wouldn't have been able to get here for a fall season, hopefully going to the spring season, they'll be able to get into the United States if things are a little better and go from there. So hopefully with a few international people, maybe it'll work out as a positive for them to be able to get here and get some work in and play their season. But yeah, like I said, you know, for us, we're going to be able to have them in. I think there will be some, you know, quarantine situations previous to them getting here and then be able to move on with them as well.